The Trials of Apollo, the Burning Maze, Chapter 21. When life gives you seeds, plant them in dry, rocky soil. I'm an optimist. I slept poorly. Are you shocked? I was shocked. I dreamed of my most famous oracle, Delphi, though alas, it was not during the good old days.
Hi, I'm Ava.
I'm Neve.
And I'm Brayden.
And this is Return to Camp Half-Blood, the English class that you always wanted.
Where we analyze the Percy Jackson and Heroes of Olympus books through a new theme every week.
Sometimes I'm just like, Neve is just so sweet that like sarcasm just comes off so strangely in her voice, where like you
are so interesting, because I feel like I use sarcasm. I was voted most sarcastic in high school.
That's crazy.
I'm not even crazy. It was one of my three senior superlatives.
I wouldn't say you're
the other was class mom and most likely to succeed.
I wouldn't say you're I wouldn't say you're not sarcastic, because I think all of our friends have like a little bit of sarcasm in our comedy, but like you just like have such a sweet, genuine voice that like things don't come off as sarcastic.
Yeah.
See, I guess in high school, like the most in the room, which was like a room of not very sarcastic.
Yeah. You've been really one up.
I have. I've met my match since then.
Everything I say sounds sarcastic, and most of the time it's genuine.
That's real for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something about my voice. It gets me in trouble. People can be real affronted sometimes, especially when they just know me. I'm like, I'm trying to be nice. It just sounds like I'm joking.
One of our friends we had to put through the Elizabeth, who I don't think has ever actually been on this podcast, but she's definitely been name dropped. We had to like basically put through media training when she had to start leading meetings in college. We were like, you have to say it like this, so when you call on someone, it doesn't sound like you hate them.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even a problem.
She just sounds like she's being mean.
It's a whole other level.
She sounds mad.
Sarcasm. That's the thing. Like, example for the listeners is like, if, for example, you get a job or like you get something awesome or like a role in a show or something, she will text you with 100% honesty and earnesty the word congrats, capital C, no punctuation. And she'll mean that.
So important.
You'll be like, why is she mad at me?
Mm-hmm. The capital C is so vital to understand.
Congrats.
How strange it makes the vibes of the conversation.
It's so silly, though. I love her to death.
Ava, Neve, how are we?
I'm hanging in there. I accidentally took a 5-hour nap today because I super needed it.
Or lack of energy.
Yeah. So I'm sleepy still. It's a real busy time here. But you know, we're plugging through it, and it'll be fine. Just trying to enjoy the ride, you know. Yeah. How about you, Neve?
I'm good. I've had the past couple days off from my waitressing job, which was kind of weird, but then all the days got filled with things I was supposed to do anyways. So it really wasn't a day off.
That's kind of just adulting.
Yeah.
That's what I found.
I was like, oh, 3 days off in a row. And then it's like, oh, this 3-hour block is scheduled.
Yeah.
And then you also have to go to the gym. And also you have 40 errands to run that you haven't been running because you've had work. So, and then I work every day for the rest of the week. So just been gearing up for that. But overall, I'm doing really good. I'm excited for the holidays, honestly, because I feel like I have good gifts for people this year. I keep having like epiphanies, like obviously that's what I have to get this person. And I'm very excited about it.
Work. I've been also feeling very good about my like holiday gift giving this year.
Mm-hmm.
The only presents I have to get, I only have to get stuff for one of my brothers, but other than that, I'm done.
You guys are so on it. Oh my God. I am not.
I have to go walk around the shops at Dilworth though.
That's true.
Because I just know that's some great there's something in there that I can bring, because I've officially gotten confirmation today. Actually, that was a big thing for me today. I have a very big family. My mom is one of seven siblings. So like, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of cousins. So we always just do like a white elephant sort of situation. Mm-hmm. And it used to be like the Sherlock family brings these four things for white elephant. And like Maeve and I never had to worry about like buying a gift, because my mom was just like, okay, we're putting these four things in white elephant. Mm-hmm. And then you can pick whatever you want. I was told today, maybe when you're walking, because I was telling my mom about the like little shops, and she was like, ooh, find something for white elephant. That'd be good. I was like, oh my God.
I'm an adult.
I have to bring my own shit to the white elephant party. Like, I won't be accounted for by my parents. Honestly, like, it's the little things about becoming an adult and moving out that you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is my responsibility now.
Another shot in the chest.
So I really have to go to make sure that I have something for the white elephant party, or that's going to be embarrassing. How are you, Brayden?
I could not be more tired, frankly. I have been at work for the past 8 days without a day off, which has been a lot. And I was just part of a 24-hour play festival that ended maybe 20 minutes before the beginning of the recording of this podcast. So I'm running on fumes. But I do have the day off tomorrow. But like Neo said, like, tomorrow's day off isn't even really a day off, because I have a tattoo appointment, which is great, which is fun, but it's going to be 4 hours. So it's essentially like going into work. It's like when, like, taking your car into the shop and you're like, I don't have my car now, except it's your body.
It's a lot more high stakes.
Yeah, because it's like, oh great, I'm so excited. I'm really excited about my tattoo design. It's Artemis and Apollo.
Guys, it's really cool.
Shout out to Apollo. That'll be on my body.
Yes.
Forever. There it is. But I'll post it. I'll share it. Woohoo. But it is like, I do have to just like write out 4 hours of my day, and like, for a result that will pay off, but it is like, I'm just stressed about it, because I'm like, I've never been to this tattoo artist before. It's hard to talk to anyone for 4 hours. But like, small talk for 4 hours sounds exhausting. I might fall asleep, frankly.
No, you won't. It's gonna hurt.
It hurts to begin with, and then it doesn't, though.
You just get used to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my other tattoo, like maybe the first 10 minutes hurt at most, maybe 5, and then you kind of just really get used to it until like they like do another shape or something, like, so yeah. you notice that if like the like kind of pattern starts to change, but like
you could probably get a solid hour in that or something.
Yeah.
You could snooze for a little bit.
Yeah, maybe spread out. But I hope he's a lovely conversationalist. But I found out one of my coworkers lives right by there, and we were going to get lunch, but then there's a staff meeting tomorrow. But I'm off because I worked the 24-hour play festival for not the entire 24 hours, but 24 hours in total, because I had to be there to help set up and take down. But I slept through the late night, the 12 to 7 a.m. portion.
And thank God for it.
Oh my God. I mean, no one was up the full 24 hours. That's unrealistic and crazy. But it's like the everyone meets, they like divide into teams, the playwrights stay up all night and write the play and then hand it off, and the playwrights go to bed. Mm. And then come back for the performances. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a really cool experience, but it was exhausting. But all in all, happy to be here. Welcome back to Return to Camp Half-Blood. This week we'll be discussing the Trials of Apollo, the Burning Maze, chapters 21 through 24, through the theme of worth. Before we jump into this week's episode, I have an announcement about next week's episode, which is going to come out a little late, but it's going to be for a real good reason, because the review embargo for the Percy Jackson TV series that comes out on December 20th lifts on December 14th. And we will have seen the first four episodes by then, and we will be discussing the first two episodes of the TV series next Thursday, on an episode that will come out next Thursday, so it'll be at 9 a.m. It'll be a day late than our normal release because of that. Who knows? Maybe we'll throw in a regular episode before that and then just fuck around, and maybe you'll get two episodes next week. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens for us in this next week.
This whole thing has just been like insane. Like, getting early access to this stuff is like literally so crazy. Yeah. Like, I was thinking, I was like, how did we, guys, we should start a podcast our way into this. We literally
did. Insane. Yeah. And there's only so much we can say for now, but know that we'll have a lot to share on the 14th, and that's when the embargo lifts, and we'll share our thoughts with you in podcasting form.
As we frequently do. Yeah.
As we frequently do. We might throw it up on YouTube as well, because I don't know. Let me know if you guys liked watching that one episode that we did. I thought about putting last week's episode up, and then I didn't, because I didn't warn Neve and Ava that it would ever be posted anywhere. So I felt that felt unfair. But if you liked the video episode, maybe we won't do that all the time, but maybe we'll throw in like a special one here and there where we need a visual aid kind of situation. So maybe we'll do that for all the Disney Plus episodes. Might also go up on YouTube. Or video podcasts on Spotify, if you guys like that. So give me feedback. DM us on Instagram at Return to Camp, or email us. So once in a while, some of you email us, and I'm always like, oh, that's cool. Yeah, you know, weirdly, emails kind of feel antiquated.
They like, aren't though, because I not check my email every single day. You're
right, but it's like business.
It's business.
It's all work.
Yeah,
and like this is work. But talking to fans, it feels weird to do it off social media. It used to be a lot more normal to do email, but email is just so professional these days. Email used to have a casual aspect to it.
Yeah.
Emailing their family anymore.
Yeah, but like I used to like email my friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Elementary school?
Yeah. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
GChat?
Oh, bitch. GChat.
GChat. Which back in my day was called Google Hangouts.
Oh, yes. Of course. Yes. Hangouts.
Google Groups. Google Plus.
Google Plus.
Oh my God, Google Plus.
None of y'all who listen to this podcast.
Remember Google Plus.
If you remember.
Go back.
Sorry, do you remember Google Plus? I don't even know if you're even a year younger than us. You remember Google Plus, though.
Yeah, we were on the tail end of like acknowledging what Google Plus was, for sure.
We may have been on the front lines as well. Burns,
No,
fast and dim.
Oh, true, fast and dim.
They force you to make a Google Plus account to comment on YouTube videos.
Yes, everyone did need one.
But like, it was only for like 6 months because everyone hated it. So it was a possibility that we were the front lines and also on the end of the.
Is it still like a website that you can?
No, it's shut down. It shut down like 2019 though, like really recently.
Because I was going to be like, let's bring it back.
This podcast will actually be exclusively communicating with you now through Google Plus.
Google Plus.
There's no way that it exists.
Yeah.
No freaking way. All right. Neve, I'm summarizing this week.
You are.
So, I mean, Ava could do it too. I just feel like Neve always does it.
Neve always does it, yeah. And I let her have this.
With it, so, go.
All right. This is not complicated. We go to school. Jason's there. Jason's school. He's designing little temples. He's being a little boy. He's doing his the poetry movie with Robin Williams that I can't remember the name of, Dead Poets Society, core, and Piper broke up with him because why? We don't know yet. But Jason's like, yeah, so one of us is gonna die. And that's what the crossword lady said. Also, you have to free her yourself. And then they go to a little port and they say, oh, boats.
All right.
Caligula's on the boats.
True.
The end. And that's the port.
That's what happened.
That is what happened. It's very
great stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah. It was real, just like catching up with Jason. And yeah, as catching up with Jason must be, he's not doing a lot.
He's not.
He never really is.
And then I'll talk about the Jason thoughts I have.
I will say, my song is Angel Like You by Miley Cyrus.
Aww.
I feel like it really embodies this breakup in which there's a lot of there's a lot of complicated feelings. And I think a lot of it seems to have to, there's a lot of like self-worth caught up in this breakup. And I think Angel Like You really fits that. By Miley Cyrus. I don't know if I said that. Off Plastic Hearts.
Yeah. Great album. Yeah.
And like you can fly down here with me.
My song's along a similar vein. It's Same Page by the band Camino, who I've been listening to like their entire discography. So I'm actually going to ask for public help here as well. I did post this on my Fensta. If anyone knows if the band Camino has done anything wrong ever, actually maybe don't tell me. No, I do want to, because like they just look and sound so much like a band that like has gotten into trouble in the past, but I have scoured Twitter and like they look okay and I really like all their songs, so yay. But Same Page is like kind of that same energy. Also the like main part of the chorus talks about like being a perfect relationship on paper, but not actually working out that way. Which I felt like really just fit since I do think that Rick initially built this relationship to be the new Persebeth, and then just realized like, actually, no, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And like, I don't need to do that. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get more into that.
Yeah. Real. I like the few songs by the Men Camino that I know, so I'm agreeing with you there. This one doesn't quite fit, but I just have so much sympathy for Piper at all times that I wanted to throw in Labor by Paris Paloma.
Great song.
Right? I love it. And it's, to me, it gives more Succession than Trials of Apollo, but I didn't want to miss my chance to use it to advocate for Piper rights always, because that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got distracted because I was trying to figure out if the band Camino's name was like what the story behind it, because Camino is a planet from Star Wars.
No way, didn't know that.
Is that what it means?
Do either of you have any frame of reference from Star Wars?
I still have not seen any of it.
Okay, you've seen the prequels.
I've seen 1 through 9.
Oh, word. Okay. I never know.
The end of an algebra class, the end of my algebra 2 class, out of material and was like, let's just watch movies, and we watched all of them.
Some of you, it's hard to keep track of like who's seen
more.
But the planet where the clones are is common.
Is that like of the Clone Wars fame?
Of Attack of the Clones.
I didn't remember that detail, but now I do.
That Obi-Wan goes and he's like, ooh, what's this planet? And the guys with the long necks are like, they're the Kaminoans.
That's funny.
Does it have relation?
There's no answers.
Oh, it probably does.
They're founded in 2015, real new, real potential.
They're a very all-time low-sounding band without the casual misogyny in the lyrics, which is why I'm like, I hope that everything's okay, but it seems that everything is.
Yeah.
So.
All right, what were our favorite moments? My favorite moment was when Jason went, actually, Piper broke up with me.
That went, literally word. Period.
I'm so proud of her.
Good for her.
I love to support women. And however, I will say this. Don't shoot me. I felt bad for him. Because breakups are hard.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you're like, let's stay friends, but you were the one who was broken up with.
Mm.
That's rough, buddy. He is still so in love with her.
He is. So I feel clearly. So bad because this was clearly a tough breakup. And like, you guys, I'll try and look away and not study the reactions on your face. But like, this man's about to die. Like, he is about to die. This is such a, like, I'm about to die chapter set. He's like, let me tell you what I want you, Apollo, to do. You know, if this prophecy comes true that one of us fucking dies. And I know it's probably not Piper because Brayden would be a lot more upset right now. So I think it's probably him. And I hope it's not soon.
Would you like us to confirm or deny?
No.
Okay.
You will not.
So actually crazy. Thrown off and mildly impressed if Piper were to not make it out of this situation alive, but I just know it's probably Jason. He just got such a setup of like, I'm about to die. This was so
I will agree with you in that, like, that is all I'll say on this topic, is that these chapters were really heavy-handed. Or like, so if I don't survive this, will you bring my little temple?
Yes.
To, and like, yeah. No, but you will. I'm like, okay.
It was a lot of like, it reminded me of the
foreshadow.
And if I was, it's just now that I know like someone's gonna kick the can in this like book.
We can't do this again.
I'm sorry.
All of the turn off.
One entire episode listing off ways to say someone died. And you know how easily we will slip back into it.
I'm gonna like literally physically cover my mouth.
I did it on purpose. But like if I like I just now have the knowledge that someone like dies for good, and I'm like, this, because if I was reading this and saw this like crazy foreshadowing with absolutely like no knowledge about what was about to happen somewhere in this book, I would be like, oh, this is going to be another Leo situation. Like, he's going to, like, they're going to revive him or something. But now that I know someone, like, really dies, it seems it will be him. And honestly, it's a little sad as this is just getting, like, interesting. Like, this is the first time I've ever read chapters with Jason and been like, huh.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he's going to fucking die. I was like,
oh, wow. You're actually trying to make Jason an interesting character now. Good for you.
Like, and I'm like, now, like, after Heroes of Olympus, like,
he's so much more interesting single. He has a breakup, like, he has like anything going on now.
He gets humbled. He gets really humbled, and I think it was very necessary.
And I think it's the glasses.
I agree.
I think the glasses help.
They're definitely a symbol. Yeah.
It reframes who Jason's being portrayed as in, like, I feel like initially he gets pushed as like almost like popular boy jock character in a way that like also like just like really doesn't connect and feel natural. And I was like, he's kind of a little nerd.
Yeah,
he is.
He's got some talent.
He's
got little.
He's that like little sweet nerd that also like all he does is read book, go to gym, and hang out with girlfriend, and be like, okay.
He's just a simple man. Like, let's not forget that he is so, I mean, he's not simple, like dumb, but like, I'm saying like, he has a simple life, simple joys.
Yeah, like farmer core.
Yeah,
farmer core.
Like him
in a good way.
Talking about how he went to Zeus to try and talk about Apollo and like the punishment. I was like, why is this like one of the most interesting things you've ever done? Like,
yeah,
it was like sweet. Apollo was like, this was sweet. I was like, fucking, why is this interesting now?
Yeah, I will say, because it's like, it's kind of crazy because I'm happy that Piper broke up with him. However, this Jason, I date this Jason.
Who is this person?
No, because like, she's like, people change and grow apart. Girl, he got better. Like, he was worse. You fixed him. You did it.
And then you
found. I think maybe she realized that she fixed him, and then she was like, oh, man.
You know, I will say that that's real of her.
Yeah.
Like, I fixed him.
She paid it forward, okay? She's the
epitome of
pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
She paid it so forward.
Ain't pay it forward.
Like,
enough.
Holidays, everyone. I hate pay it forward.
No, because pay it forward, if like,
here we go.
The pay it forward train, just one, only one person kind of got screwed.
Every day I wake up.
Also, like, I feel like it's unfair because, like, what if you're one person who gets something bought, who buys something for one person, and then that one person buys something for a six-person family?
Yeah.
And here's why I'm anti-pay it forward.
It's fair. It's a fair critique of the practice.
Can't deny that Piper did it, though, by accident.
Yeah, well, I guess we don't know.
I guess we don't know, but...
One of them is 6 feet under.
It's
well, soon. Not yet.
I mean, we'll see. But, like, that's kind of sad now, though. Like, he's better. He's just trying to make little temples for minor gods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be at this weird boys' school that we don't get any description. Like, barely any description.
Sounds like there's girls there, though, too. They're just apart.
Oh, apart.
Right? Didn't it sound like that? Because they're like, the girls will go to the girls.
Yeah.
Girls' place. Girls.
Girls' place.
You know?
No, I agree.
Girls.
But, like, we get barely girls. Any explanation as to, like, why he's there and, like, what this place is. Just, like, it's in his hometown and he doesn't want to, he wanted to go there. And we're like, oh, okay.
Emma breezed past our break and I'll input the break posthumously. It'll have happened at some point, just because we are literally already talking about the theme.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no point in, like, taking the break and coming back, because we don't have a ton more. It'll come together in the edit. But where else do we want to talk about this theme of worth? Because it was mainly about this breakup and this relationship, but, like, I did feel it other places. Like, I would say there's two big ones. There's stuff with Caligula towards the end, I think. But also, we get some really fantastic Apollo interiority in when he was in his relationship with Jason. And I went, oh okay.
Yeah.
Jason loves to be a big brother to little gay boys. No, because it's now a pattern. And now that it's a pattern, I'm like, okay, Stan. Because the first time he did out Nico.
Fuck up bad. Fuck up bad.
This second time though, but then he was like, I'ma be your wingman. Like he was real apologetic.
Yeah.
He felt real bad. But now he's like, Apollo, my older and younger brother.
I know.
Here for you. Well, let's talk.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God. Like,
sure.
I've never trusted a man before.
I know.
Literally, basically, he was like, the only person in my family I've ever trusted is my sister. And certainly none of my brothers would ever stand up for me.
Yeah.
Zeus is a four-letter word.
Yep, fill that in how you would like.
And he does love his mother, but his mother feels absent.
His mother, I think his mother is kind of absent, but the thing with Apollo, you're kind of right. Like, he's never had a trusted male figure in his life. And so I think, like, with Jason trying to be that, I don't know, it's kind of sweet and, like, a little healing for little Apollo.
It's very, yeah, I thought it was...
Inner child work.
They, like, along that same, like, vein of talking about, like, there was an interesting comparison drawn, and I was like, when I stopped, after I was done reading the chapters, I was like, oh, I wish we talked more about that, but I guess there wasn't really much more to say than, like, two paragraphs about it, talking about, it was after the dream, and they're like, Apollo's like, I was so angry that Nero would say, like, Meg's gonna come back to me, like, obviously she will, like, she, like, there's no, I have no doubt that Meg's just gonna come back. And he's like, I do. Like, I think that Meg's not going to come back. Like, I'll keep her strong. And then he compared it to Zeus being like, well, Zeus has actually been horrible to me for so long. But, like, how fast would I, if he came down today and was like,
yeah, yes,
how fast would I go back?
I went,
oh. I was like, that was such a good parallel to draw and so interesting in the terms of, like, the how Apollo views his worth in his family and all around. Had being a human throughout these books and, like, him grappling with, like, how fast would I forgive all of it and just go back to being, like I think he literally uses the language of, like, under Zeus's thumb, but, like, you know, not in this situation. So that's the parallel to draw between him and Meg, like, putting them on common ground there, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think this might be the first time. Well, maybe not the first time. This is definitely the most directly someone has talked about Zeus, like, in that way.
Yeah.
And like, John, I feel like typically, like, the characters have... Right. Like, I feel like typically the characters have kind of danced around, like, oh, well, we all know that Zeus isn't... He doesn't excel at being a family man, you know? But, like, now it's kind of, like, straight up, like, he fucked with me so bad and he is my father, but I also know that he wields so much power that I would go back. Like, somehow all the nuance is there that we've been waiting for, you know? And it was just refreshing to get that take.
No, I completely agree. It, like, I like just, like, talking about the family dynamics in such a more realistic and grounded.
Yeah,
we don't have to theorize anymore.
Yeah. And even in, like, we talking about the cabin or the temples, and he was like, well, I assume mine would be bigger, and it was like, well, it's like, you can't call some the favorite and whatever, and, like, because you can't put them all next, like, they'll think they're the, and I was like, that's such a, like, Thanksgiving dinner, like, arrangement planning, wedding wedding table seating, and I was like, this is just really highlighting the family dynamic of the gods. And because Rick spent so much of that first book, like, trying to divorce the gods from the idea of, like, them being a family so that he could hook up cousins.
Acknowledgement that him flirting with Talia was weird in these chapters, which was it great.
Was weird. Let's talk about it.
He was like, and Apollo was initially like, oh, Jason's cute. Oh, wait a second. I guess he's my brother. Oh, wait a second. Talia was technically my sister, so maybe I shouldn't have done that. I was like, did Rick reread his writing and be like, fuck, that was weird. Should not have written that.
Giving Cassandra Clare.
Yeah.
Stop.
Listen.
I had to explain to someone the Cassandra Clare drama recently at work.
The Cassandra Clare cinematic universe.
Yes, oh my God. We were talking about.
Oh, my God. CCCU.
And we ended up there. So we were talking about Twilight. And someone was like, oh, yeah, like City of Bones. And I went, you have no idea. take a seat.
You have no idea.
Let me tell you.
Take several seats.
Don't know on this podcast.
We've talked about this on the pod before.
Have? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. City of Bones, Ron and Ginny incest fan fiction. That
Mile.
Was stolen from someone else and then turned into City of Bones. Anyways.
Absolutely vile.
Anyway, Caligula? Boat.
On a super secret boat.
Someone who... We've been talking a lot about, like, knowing your worth and, like, the, like, that value that you place on yourself and how that affects your relationships.
Right.
Don't over-assume your worth.
Right.
And like Apollo, Apollo has learned that. And really, we saw him learn that in these chapters. And, oh boy, Caligula, his britches.
Huge. Or no, small.
Oh, small.
Right. They're too small. Right. Yeah. He's way too big for his Brit. Like.
His britches. Huge.
But, like, I think the important thing is here that they're ill-fitting regardless. But.
His britches. Ill-fitting.
Ill-fitting. Wait. We need to start saying that. That's hilarious. But. Also, I do think...
ill-fitting britches, Ava.
Well, I'm going to find a way to slip it into conversations. I do think, though, I'm, like, setting this up to be a very intellectual comment, and you're going to see what it is. I do think, though, that, like... Yeah. You know it's a good villain when they're on a boat.
No. Okay. Well... I don't disagree, but...
you have to hear me.
You always match the expectations you set up, huh?
I know. We have to think about Luke here. Great villain on boat. Never forget that scene in the movie where he, like, pulls up on the boat and he's like, hey, like, from below, and he still has so much power.
Why are you standing on my roof?
Right. Right. And then we're going to think about the Argo too and, like, all that kind of stuff. Right. All good villains on boats. So I will say that he has a very inflated sense of worth. However, maybe Rick understands how to paint, like, villain worth as an author. My back hurts from reaching that far, but, you know.
I think you probably made connection.
Maybe, if I can hope, you know. But villain boat, right? Good villain boat.
Good villain boats.
Good villain equal boat.
Yeah.
Sass moments. I have a two-part one.
You go for it. Go nuts. Yeah.
Meg sized up Jason as if she found his glasses far inferior to her own. Yeah? There's just something about, really particularly in the past couple chapters, Apollo's really been like, yeah, it makes glasses. And it kind of...
Blind bitch.
Like, it's so funny. Because, like, yeah, she has been wearing these same glasses this whole time, and then, but every once in a while, Apollo's like, yeah, and she's still wearing those fucking ugly glasses.
It is a good callback every time because it was never established as a thing that is that funny.
I know. Like, it isn't that funny, but every time it comes up, it, like, gets funnier because it's like, we're still talking about this.
We've gone through so much. And I'm also like, those fucking glasses.
But I do like the callback that happens literally, like, a page later. So it's crazy that it's a callback. Let me out, huh? Meg reappraised Jason, as if deciding that his glasses might not be so bad.
Yep.
I do remember that. Yeah, that.
Like, okay, glasses. And, like, okay, glasses.
That's something about her sense of self-worth. She loves her fucking glasses, and she loves her appearance, and that rocks.
Yeah.
Style icon
in her own eyes, and that's what matters.
Exactly.
It's funny because my sass moment was actually... Oh, sorry, Neve, were you about to talk?
Fine. I was not about to say anything of interest.
Outstanding. My sass moment was actually on that same page. Because I guess it's a common theme for me to really love the haikus because I think they're just so dumb. But I chose the one for chapter 22. But it's specifically in the way that I read it, that I like in my brain, that I think it was funny. For my school project, I made this pagan temple. Monopoly board. Like, it's just...
What's funny?
Like, if you don't read it right, like, if you don't read it as though there was to be a connection made between the three lines.
Probably, like, it was definitely intended to be, like, one sentence of, like...
It's temple monopoly board.
It is pagan temple monopoly board.
Right.
Pagan temple...
I love it as like just a random addition at the end.
No, that wasn't just you. That was extremely funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is when Meg pulls out those seeds, and then they plant them and then they bounce, which was just a funny detail anyways. But she's like, all right. And I know they're gonna come back in later, but it just did seem quite sudden. She like planted these seeds and they were like, let's roll out. And then it doesn't come back for the next couple chapters. But it's right after she finds them. I wasn't sure what to say. Congratulations. What nice seeds. Honestly, I didn't know much about how plants grew. Because like, of course, like he doesn't have any idea about how plants grow.
Lovely seeds today.
But you know that Apollo doesn't have a single clue of like what even like a root or a leaf like does to keep the plant alive.
Which yeah.
Means, tell me what a
he's root never had to know
that. To keep the plant alive means.
The root takes water and the leaves make food.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, fuck.
That's pretty much as I know. I'm sure it's more chlorophyll. That's I will say chloroform.
Please, different.
Different.
How did we get there though? What is chloroform? Like that it is the same prefix.
Good question. I love etymology. Someone
I oh my god. Etymology.com and I
like this.
And friends.
Like and this. Friends.
Lovers even.
Please.
Oh, because it means it indicates chlorine. So if they both have chlorine in them.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense and is a lot less.
It might have chlorine.
Oh, you know what? Because I'm now just making the connection that chlorine is something you put in to keep plants out of water.
Yeah, among other things.
Well, yeah, but like it prevents like algae from growing.
Yeah.
I guess, is algae a plant or a bacteria?
I think it's kind of bofa.
It's green.
People drink chlorophyll. Have you seen that on TikTok?
No, what?
I think they're crazy, but they put little drops of it in their water. They're
yes, not chloroform.
Not chloroform, no. Chlorophyll is plant juice. Like, they drink that for some reason.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know what it does.
Oh, it's Greek. Chlorophyll.
Nice.
The name is derived from the Greek words chloros and phylon.
That does make sense.
Very, very unique. Like
green and light.
You think when the Greeks were like making cool words, they were like,
oh, people are going to love these fucking words.
Yeah, they were like, oh, we can put this and this together and make that. And that can describe that. I'm kidding, guys. It's a joke. Please don't worry.
Oh, so it can mean green, chlorine, or containing chlorine. So it can just mean green sometimes.
That's so funny. Like, next time, like, your friend is wearing a green shirt, be like, you're looking a little extra chloro today, pal. Silence.
Who are we giving offerings for?
Guys. An absolute rare move for this podcast.
What if I reached over and like just tackled you before you were able to say this?
Do it.
Intrusive thought.
No, it was just like an invasive thought that was like real like mean girl style, like real comically, you know, when they cut and then it's like the jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
posted on
Instagram. I leaped. Leapt. Sorry. Left. Sorry. The Lord's leaping, but the Lord's leapt.
Lord's leapt.
Anyways, my offering is for Jason because he got better. He was a little sweetie and he's probably going to be deceased soon. So I'll throw one in while he's still living. But even if he doesn't die, it was still a sweet little moment for him in these chapters.
I'm going to join you.
It was really sweet.
It was. And I don't know. He got better.
He got better.
I was like, okay. I don't know. He was real sweet. I don't know.
He was very sweet.
I enjoyed him.
And that never happens. And it wasn't even like it was like great. It's just like normally when this character comes on, you're like, oh my God, let me prepare for something either problematic or like super boring. So the fact that neither of those things occurred, really impressive.
Yeah. That was crazy of me to say, though. Like, Piper, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for that, I don't know if we can have three for Jade. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I will give, I'm torn between Piper and Meg. Because Meg was funny with the glasses. But,
the glasses?
No, nah, Piper rocked it. I'll give it to her.
Work.
She stole so many cars.
She did.
Going through fucking cars.
She is running through cars. I think that I'm going to vote off Rick for now. Now you make him good and interesting.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I wrote off Python because he was in the beginning of these chapters.
Oh, he was, wasn't he? That happened this morning for me.
I
read that chapter this morning, and then a lot happened in my day. And that was actually
he was not that important in these chapters, but like, I just know he's gonna be important later. And he's like, I don't like. He's scary. Scary.
Yeah, he sucks. I will say something very similar. Nero got mentioned.
Yeah.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Voting him off.
Always.
Yeah, it's been 19 hours since I read those chapters, so.
That's wild.
I was up at like 6:30, Neve. It is 12:15 the next day.
Bruh.
Yeah. That's all for this week. Join us next week. I already told you what was happening, but like I said, it might be an episode first, or we might just skip right to the TV show.
Woo!
So you might get one episode, you might get two, but at least one of them will be about the TV show.
Yay! TV.
Make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. We're at Return to Camp on every platform that matters. And we also have a Redbubble account and a Ko-fi account and a website, www.returntocamp.com.
Yeah.
See you next week. At some point, we'll be talking about probably the TV show, but maybe something else.
Or a treat.
Please.
A little treat for the culture.